Then what? Huh? There is a trick. Because all this, regarding to this point of view, is not just happened by accident, it is planned. Therefore, for every problem, there is a solution. In good time, it will arrive. The good time happens. How? It happens like the story we are going to see. It happens like this, that we cannot talk to you, really. We let you do your job. What is your job? You are a businessman. This businessman goes everywhere. For what? For benefit. This is the story of this merchant. The merchant goes to India because of the good commerce. But the merchant doesn't know that something could happen. Merchant is, at the end of our story, is just a tool, right? Without the merchant, the story doesn't work. But merchant doesn't know it. He starts with being a con. Let's talk about the good merchant. Because the bad merchant, we guess is not here. You're sitting here and you know you're a merchant. That dealing with the environment will make all of us the merchant, right? Okay. That merchant, that wise one in you, who looks for the benefit, if it's a good one, looks at the general plan. If you want your business to succeed, you have to take care of all the people working for you, right? Okay, the merchant wants to go to India, and he looks around and asks everyone in the household, what do you want? What should I bring you from India? So, in this lesson, the first lesson you should learn is what? Is that you merchant guy, you wise guy, you wise lady, in you there are different parts, there are different living creatures in you. Is it the right way to say that? Any of you, are you living without any creatures in you? You know that you can't. If they somehow could sterilize your interior, then you're dead. I mean, even food will not help you. Because there are living creatures in you who translate this food for something useful for you. Without them, you will die. And they are independent. They could even one day revolt. And they do. You got the cancer. You know what they do in the cancer research? Remember?
Yeah.
Reproduction, they reproduce. They do what they used to. They don't listen to you. That's what it is. So you are a complex. Understand it. And be clever with a complex subject. You should have a good strategy if you leave some part of this complex unfed, starved. Who is in trouble? You in general. This is what it is. In all these times we're talking about this, you have two parts. You have the physical existence, the animal, and you have the soul. And your happiness should come from both of them. Any of them is ruined, the other one is not happy, you cannot be happy. Your totality should be satisfied. So you have something in you. Think about them all. You should answer all their needs. Then there is a parrot. What is the parrot? First of all, parrot is a bird. Generally, you could interpret it to what? What is the bird good for in that story?
I haven't read the story. I
Birds will fly, right? What will fly in you? Thought. Thinking. Thinking is the flying stuff of us. The bird, in all our stories, when we need something to represent the thinking, it's the bird. And you see it right at the beginning of book two. Do you remember book two? According to my explanations, somehow is a book of knowledge. It starts with the bird, with a very special bird. Let's say you have a lot of birds. Which one is the best? Which one do you need? A falcon. Yeah, because you're a hunter. You want that bird to go hunt, bringing something to you. That falcon is the major character in our story in book two. That's how it works. This parrot is beautiful, could talk, and represents something. Very much like the merchant himself, with a personality. First of all, what is the attitude of this parrot? There is an attitude for this parrot. Much, much different from the attitude of you little stuff over there with a lot of thinking in it. Means the bird cage you have in here. Because over there we saw the generality of it as a lady upstairs, right? Logic. What was the flaw of the logic? Do you remember?
Doesn't know the exception.
Yes. Follows the rules. Doesn't understand the exception. All that. What? It's something that hurts. Is it love with a gold snake? He doesn't care about me. Right? But it's not honest, is it? It's telling you that it cares about you. Your brain telling you that it's on your side, but it's not. It's on the side declared outside the good side. That's how it works, right? This parrot is honest. This parrot too, you see. You give a damn about you. But it's honest. It doesn't tell I care about you. Honestly, the parrot will say I care about the parrots. The few parrots in India. That's what they care about. Go and tell them, how come that they don't do anything for this? This was the best excuse to recite the best love song in this story for me. Because the parrot actually was explaining something, not to the merchant, not to those parrots, to you. What did he explain, the parrot? Parrot explained what love is. That exception to the rule. That thing that right from the beginning we recognize as the source of happiness. And we recognize that love belongs to a human being. Why? Why love isn't only in us?
Because animals just are the three, you know, eat, avoid being eaten, and reproduce, and love is an exception to that.
Exactly. What do we have in addition to that?
Imagination.
The breath. Okay. The source of imagination. And how did we receive that breath? Did you do a deal? Did you do something for it?
Gift.
Did you ask for it?
No.
It was given to you. How does it look to you? If something is given to you, which is the best thing to you, and you didn't know about it, you didn't do anything about it, and it was just given to you before you ask, am I talking about a story or not? Mm-hmm. That's what the law is. Because at the end of the day we believe that there is only one lover. The real lover is the Creator, because He created with love. He didn't ask for anything, and He gave everything. With that interpretation, we understand the difference. Love is in the breath, is not in life. Therefore, it's not in living creatures and animals, it's in a human being. And should be breathed in. You could live without life, without love, your entire life. Of course you could. Oh, let's go back. Let's go back a couple of thousand years back. How about 50,000 years back? Then where is this? Where is this love I'm talking about? Go back to the monkeys. It's not there. The human beings, they breathe it in. Not all of us. Only a handful of us. Then that handful will influence the rest. They pull everyone towards something. It's not that every single human being from 50,000 years ago up to here tried to expand the domain of love or fight for love or try to understand it or even give a damn about it. Everybody was busy with their own private life and animal selfishness. Only a few handful, they discovered this magic. And what did they do? All of them, like Ruby, they sat down and tried to tell the others that there is this. You see, the source of happiness is easy, but it looks difficult. And it has some difficulties. But none of them are the real barriers. The real barrier is self, because this self should do it. Imagine convincing the self to get out of the way from me, let me be selfless. This is the trick. Okay? But this trick happens how? This is what this story is. Let's see how Rumi told you this story. You know the story. Okay, you will go there and we'll tell them, hey, what happened? This parrots said hello to you and blah blah blah. Then one of them died, fell down. Merchant will not understand this. Why? There is not in the rules, this is the exception. So he thinks that maybe there are families. He brings back the message. This parrot learned the message. This parrot will die. And to us I said, you die. Did you witness really the death of any parrot here? Well, it happens only in the mind of the merchant. Because when the merchant accepts that this parrot will die in this age, then the parrot is free. Because the merchant will bring it out, and the parrot is free to go. And what?
Choose your own.
That's what I was saying, no. When the parrot is free, he will talk to the merchant. He will teach him the lesson. And he will say, this is the trick, you merchant. Because you are not the loser. The merchant should think that, oh, I'm losing my parrot. And the parrot thought, no, you found the path. That was it. Okay. The story is quite simple. And what we're talking about is quite simple, that there is some feeling in you which is thinking, it's not feeling, because that's the real thought to us, which doesn't care about you, wants to join that feeling of the other people. It means there is a thirst for this spiritual bonding in all of you. But that feeling